Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Sing it, Hugh.
Don't worry.
I don't give a shit.
Rest of your days. Kuna Matata. Oh, messed that up.
Oh,
today ain't my day. The Kuna Matata.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
So we got company man Douglas.
That is not cool.
Cinco de Mayo Douglas, and now we got this here.
The 4th of May. I'm going to kick it on the 4th of May then. May, don't worry about it. Because it's on a Monday, man.
You're talking about the Brandon Graham event.
Well, I'm definitely going to go to the Brandon Graham.
Yeah, on the 5th of May, Cinco
but
de Mayo.
There's going to be some people that's going to be.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be smashed.
And we're going to be.
Wondering if you're smashed today.
Yeah, well,
I'm not. I didn't even take a gummy last night. I started to, but I'm definitely going to take one today.
Yeah, you might need one after this show. All right, 215-592-9494. I might need one after watching Rob Thompson try to manage his team last night. Sitting in the dugout, not doing anything, as JT's rung up on a pitch 6 inches off the plate. All right, let's talk some Phillies here. They're struggling lately. Let's get to it all with Devin Caney, who covers the Phils here, obviously, for us at WIP. Devin, how are we doing today?
Dev.
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Well, I mean, we've been better. The Phillies are struggling a little bit here. And Rob Thompson is where I've been frustrated with today. Devin, what did you make of what happened there in the seventh inning? It was such a frustrating series of moments because JT almost hits a three-run home run to, you know, cut the lead to just one or deficit to just one. It's a foul ball. Then he strikes out on a pitch that every single person in the building knew was a ball, including Topper, who admitted it after the game. Yet he didn't come out and argue. I wanted to see a little fire from the manager. What did you make of that whole sequence last night?
I mean, the whole at-bat for JT in that inning was so rough. He was so close to hitting it out of the ballpark, and then it would have been a one-run game. As far as Topper goes, I mean, I keep going back and forth on it, and by no means am I trying to sit here and defend him. Like, I understand, you know, we're all frustrated with this team. I think Rob Thompson himself is frustrated. The team themselves are frustrated. I think Topper is in a bit of a lose-lose situation, and you know, not coming out and fighting for his guy in JT last night kind of plays into the whole narrative that I think he's going through right now, where it's, you know, if he comes out of the dugout and makes a scene and gets thrown out of the game, it doesn't really change the outcome of that at-bat for JT. And then, you know, he can't manage the rest of the game. And I know at that point it's, you know, who really cares because we're going to lose anyways. But it goes back to him changing the lineup, and it's, you know, we want to see more urgency. We want to see Topper make changes rather than rolling out the same lineup that's not producing game after game. And he does that, and now they're not producing. So it's, we should go back to the old lineup and have Kyle Schwarber lead off, right? And I just think that we all need to be a little bit more patient with this team. I understand fans are extremely frustrated, and they're kind of continuing the issues that got them bumped out of the playoffs last season against the Mets. And we're seeing that play out, and it does feel like there's not really a sense of, I heard a caller earlier even bring up Bryce Harper's hair. Like, they just seem disheveled. They seem tired. They
unkempt, seem tired. Unkempt.
He didn't shave. Yeah.
And I do understand that. It does feel like this team, and even in the clubhouse, is lacking energy. But I think what Rob Thompson keeps reiterating to us in the media is, you know, the bats will get going. They will get going. It is only April. I know it's frustrating. We're figuring it out. And I know that patience only goes, you know, a certain amount of time, and our patience wears thin here with these bats and this team. But I think in terms of the JT situation, he had to make a decision in that moment, and he made one that a lot of people disagree with, but he did stay in the game after that because he didn't get thrown out.
David Caney with us here talking some Phillies as they lose last night to the Giants to start the series. Luzardo on the mound tonight. All right, Devin, you mentioned patience, and it feels like they're trying to have some patience with their young players because they have some guys in the minor leagues that could eventually come up this year. Center field, though, feels like a spot that no matter what they do, it doesn't work. I mean, their production out of center field is probably, you know, one of the worst in the big leagues, and they sat Marsh down, and I understand that. You know, give him a couple days to cool down. Topper talked about that with you guys before the game. They put Rojas in. He doesn't do anything. He strikes out 3 times. I do wonder, Devin, if they keep struggling, if it'll move the timeline up for a kid in the minors like a Justin Crawford. I know teams don't like to do that. We don't want to rush anyone. But at some point soon, if he's a better option than what they have, I do wonder how quickly that timeline would be.
I know. It's certainly a move that, you know, more and more people are starting to wonder about. I actually asked Ruben Morrow Jr. about it on our show on WIP on Saturday morning. And he said, you know, if I was the GM of the Phillies, I absolutely would consider that. Maybe not right now, maybe not before the All-Star break. I'd give it some more time because Justin Crawford is still young, even though he's playing well on AAA. But eventually, at some point this season, I don't think that we can rule it out. I mean, that position, center field, is very frustrating right now. I mean, you look at guys like Max Kepler. He hadn't really produced offensively since the home opener. And he got things going a bit last night. You know, he got on base. He had a fielder's choice for his first. I think it was two for three or 3 for 4 in his at bats, but then no one did anything after him in the lineup because it's just a black hole. Johan Rojas is an immediate out. And that's really frustrating. But I also think as far as, you know, the young guys in the outfield goes, you also have to look at, you know, Bryce Harper has not been producing. I know that he's come through in so many clutch moments, but it's where guys like him, guys like Trey Turner, even Kyle Schwarber didn't do a ton last night. Like they really need to step up because they're not the ones or the younger guys aren't the ones who are supposed to be carrying this team offensively.
I mean, Hugh, you spoke about that yesterday, and Devin's right. I mean, last night, Harper had one hit, but he had 5 at-bats. Yeah. Turner got it going in the first inning, but he came up late in the game with a chance with runners on base, and he grounded out. So, like, they don't just need the guys that are struggling to do well. They need their stars to play like stars.
Yeah, and you know what I find interesting, Devin and Joe, is that, you know, throughout all of this, it feels like Bryce is getting a little bit of a pass. I know he's not playing extremely bad, but he's not doing what needs to be done in situations like this. Do you feel, as a matter of fact, Devin, I should ask you, does it feel to you like Bryce is getting a little bit of a pass in all of this stuff?
Yes, it does. And I think he gets a pass, you know, in the world of Philly sports as a whole. He's yet to win a World Series. And I know that he doesn't, you know, carry the team, and he has come through in clutch moments, you know, especially when you compare him to a guy like Joel Embiid for the Sixers, even though they're two very different sports. But Bryce Harper has had a really slow start this season. I think he only has 2 home runs. He has yet to have a home run at Citizens Bank Park. And that's rare for him. And we really haven't seen him do a ton. I think he had like 1 hit where he got on base last night. Of course, I think the guys behind him struck out, and the Phillies are leaving tons of guys on base. They're stranding way too many. I mean, we all look at each other in the press box whenever anyone does anything and just say, all right, well, how are they going to find a way to not score any runs here? It's just getting extremely frustrating. I think Bryce Harper is kind of at the apex of that because he is a leader on this team. Even if it's not vocally, he leads by example. And he has the power, I think, to really reinvigorate this team. And I have yet to see that. I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm happy that, you know, he's having another baby with his wife. But
the
I
blue
also
bat
think
was
the
awesome,
gender
though.
Reveal thing, like, read the room. Like, that. Maybe don't do a gender reveal with your at-bat and then strike out immediately after when your team is very clearly struggling. So I think as far as a leader goes in Bryce Harper, like, he needs to read the room and step up when necessary. And it's necessary right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Devin with us here talking to Phillies. You know, I don't know how far they are along in this, but they probably have a few months. Maybe wait for a winning streak before they have the gender reveal.
Yeah, the gender reveal.
Yeah, that 3-game winning streak, everyone might react a little bit differently.
I'm surprised that gender reveal, like, it's been pretty calm. Well, not on social media, But it's been pretty calm. Nobody's really brought up the gin reveal.
Well, now that we did, wait for the phone lines after we're done this conversation. I'm sure people are going to chime in on that. All right, Devin, Luzardo on the mound tonight. Now, there's been, the last week there have not been many bright spots, but one, the whole season has been Jesus Luzardo. Devin, what have you noticed watching him, your impression so far? Look, I was excited when they traded for him because I saw him a couple years ago against the Phillies in the playoffs, and he was really good in 2023. But I wondered, like, is he the guy that he was then? Because last year he had a back injury. He looks even better than he did 2 years ago. This is an offseason where they didn't do much. He really is a bright spot, and hopefully he continues that tonight.
Lowest ERA out of the Phillies starting rotation right now, especially given Zach Wheeler's last start, which wasn't his best. So I think Jesus Luzardo has really outperformed expectations already. Now, I don't want to jinx it because it is still early in the season, and we got all excited about Taijuan Walker kind of bouncing back and being good. And I know Hugh was proved right last night with Taijuan Walker's 6-run inning and things kind of fell apart. So hopefully, you know, guys like Jesus don't come back down to earth as well. But Jesus Luzardo was a great pitcher before. I think he was a low-key, you know, sneaky great pickup by the Philadelphia Phillies, probably like their biggest and only, you know, game-changing move this offseason by Dave Dombrowski. And he's just performed really, really well since he's been here. And it's funny because he's such a quiet guy. Like he really just keeps to himself. And whenever Topper or anyone's asked about him, you know, in the clubhouse, he's just like, yeah, I think he's doing well. He doesn't really say anything at all. So I guess he's just, you know, a chill guy hanging out. And I think he brings that mindset to the mound where he doesn't really seem to get rattled by anything. And he hasn't really had a moment where we see him get rattled because he's been pitching so well. So hopefully he continues that tonight.
Yeah, they need him tonight. Yeah, and this is what I mean. You're the Taiwan Whisperer. You got to embrace this. You don't want to run from this.
No, I'm running from him.
No, you are the Taiwan Whisperer.
No, because, like, see, this is the problem with this, Devin, and you've seen this. Just like Devin set it up and said, people get mad at you. They're not getting mad at you, Joe. They get mad at me.
Well, you're the one calling. If you said nine innings.
I don't care they're mad at me, but I don't feel like dealing with that on a day-to-day basis.
You haven't realized your power yet with this. If you had said nine-inning shutout, he would have thrown nine-inning shutout.
No, he wouldn't have.
Well, that's what we think.
My job is to tell the truth and tell it from my perspective.
Nope.
And it just hasn't worked out for him the last couple of times. So just, I think the best thing to do is y'all just stop asking me questions.
No, we're going to lean into this. You know we're going
to
lean into this. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the game tonight. Yeah, we're going to keep doing this. Devin, thanks for hopping on. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one.
There she goes. Devin Caney. Thank you, Devin, who joined us there. We appreciate it. So, no, you're not getting out of this. As soon as Taiwan pitches again, we're going to ask you.
I'm just going to be quiet. It's going to be dead air.
You are a talk. We've gone over this. You're a talk show host.
I know.
Not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't sit here.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can. I mean, we'll just keep yelling at you.
Yeah. I can't just sit.
All right, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Where are people on Topper today? Are you beginning to second-guess Topper? As Phillies manager, Topper, unprompted, second-guessed himself last night after the game, which was not great. 55% are beginning to second-guess Rob Thompson as Phillies manager.
Tough one for you.
Not really.
Yeah.
That's not as bad as I... Listen.
It's actually 50-50 is closer than I thought it might be after last night.
It's not as bad as it could be. Let them people tell it, you people.
Yeah, not as bad as it could be. Once a Jet, always a Jet over here. Not as bad. We lost by 20. It could have been worse. All right, let's take a phone call here, and then we got to talk about the great event that WI The Morning Show unveiled this morning with Brandon Graham. Ron and Monco is up talking to the Phillies. Hey, Ron.
Guys.
Ron.
You know, I like that little piece there with Devin, and her name is?
Devin Caney.
Devin.
She's covering the Phillies
for
us.
I like how she called. She called out Bryce Harper straight up. She called him out. I like that. And I have noticed that he does get, you know, he does get mopey.
That didn't take long.
He does get mopey when things aren't going real good. I start to see it. But what I totally disagree with is wait until the All-Star break. You can't. No. Something has to happen now. Something has to happen.
So you want to fire Topper today?
Well, no. I'm going to start with the hitting coach, and I'm going to send a couple guys down to AAA. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to light a fire under this team, because they're getting the poor. What I see is they're getting the poor me's. And when Topper comes out,
you can't get the poor me's,
Joe. A little tired. 14 games in April, we're tired.
Yeah, that's company guy talk right
See,
there.
I didn't say.
Well, that's all you get around here, company guys. That's all you get.
I didn't say that. It was not.
No, this thing is. They have to do something now, okay? And they can't wait, you know. But if they wait, they're going to be buried, you know. And let me ask you something, Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe, what is this rule that somebody out of the East has to represent in the playoffs with this three wild cards?
Well, it doesn't have to. I mean, someone has to win the division.
Lock in, Ron.
Huh?
Lock in.
They just need to have a division winner. That's it. Everybody else, the wild cards are just the next best teams.
Okay. Well, then the West has already got this thing wrapped up.
Well, I'm not sure. Well, hold on. They got to play each other a lot this season, so I'm not sure on that yet. I mean, you think all three wild cards are coming from the West?
Well, I tell you what, it very well could happen. Look at the records.
It could, but they're going to cannibalize each other. The Padres got to play the Giants and the
Dodgers. Well, what do we care? Because someone has to lose the games.
Lock in.
Who is that? Is that the screener?
It's getting real disrespectful around this
part. Is that the caller? Is that the caller?
You guys
hear something? Is that the caller?
Why does it get so disrespectful around here around this time of the day?
Well, people are hungry. It's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime. Yeah. We got to eat.
That's exactly it.
I think I have the winner.
Oh, what is
you
it?
Got?
What is it?
The Stinky Beavers.
No, that's not a bad guess. Yeah, though. You're close, I guess. That's not it. All right, before we go any further,
Stinky Beavers.
Let's talk about, we have an event coming up here. It was announced this morning on the morning show, which is awesome. BG, Brandon Graham, was on with the Cameron Ritchie in the morning show today, and we're going to celebrate Brandon Graham all day Monday, May 5th. Some say that is also Cinco de Mayo, culminating at the Colonial Theater. So there's going to be an event at the Colonial Theater, BG Live, on Monday, May 5th, 6 to 9 p.m., BG takes the stage, joined by Joe DiCamera, to reflect on his incredible life and career. We'll be there, hanging out with everyone. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
You know it don't help when you keep going back to it.
I'm just trying to paint the picture of what it is.
That don't help nothing. That helps me in no way, shape, or form.
I'm just saying.
Am I crazy that the line joins Joe DiCamera to reflect on his incredible life and career sounds like...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The reflecting on Joe DeCamera's incredible life and career. That's how it comes off to me.
BG takes the stage, comma, joined by Joe DeCamera, comma, to reflect on his incredible life.
If I read it, maybe it would, it would come off different.
Yeah, I maybe have could have done a better job of reading it till you got it. Maybe it's more on me. We're not reflecting on Joe DeCamera's incredible life and career. I mean, we're not there yet.
We could one day, sure.
That never crossed my mind.
No.
It never crossed mine.
And I don't know if we're selling tickets to that in 2025. BG, though, we're going to sell tickets to that.
That's going to be what the kids like to call lit.
Yes, you could get your tickets. It is on our website, and you find it on social media as well, where we have the post. You could buy your tickets and be part of it. It's going to be an awesome, awesome night. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls. We got to get a winner for Hughes Clues. We're talking about all this Rob Thompson stuff. I thought he should have jumped out of that dugout immediately last night and got in the umpire's face. I mean, old school Larry Boa kind of stuff to spark this team. It drove me crazy. He just sat there like he was totally frozen. Where do you come down on topper? And the Tanner McKee thing, the Saints just lost their quarterback. It sounds like Derek Carr missed the season. I would offer Tanner McKee to the Saints for a third-round pick to reunite him with Kellen Moore. He was holding out for a one.
Swap picks. We can swap picks. We can do that.
All right. Yeah, that's a little bit more
realistic. What are you trying to say, Joe? Reasonable.
Less insane.
He's played one game in the league.
I'm just trying to tell you, if you're calling my phone, then I'm asking for the moon and the stars.
That's good. I can ask for a lot of things.
I'll take
and
the stars.
It doesn't mean I'm getting them.
It's called negotiating. Mm.
So what was so? But you. But is it a negotiation? If you're steadfast,
yeah,
I need the first round pick.
Well, no, I would say, hey, you know what you got. You've seen him. I need that first round draft pick.
That might hurt you more than
it ain't gonna hurt me. You calling my phone? I'm not calling you.
When that call drops, mm-hmm. You're like, hello, yeah. Hello, you there?
And Tanner still be here, and you still be without a quarterback.
Well, that's good, but I'm just saying, like, you can get.
I'm asking
you get
for
a third
first.
Round pick for him.
I'm asking for a first.
I mean, you can do that all you want. You're not getting their ninth pick.
Do you think that when all those years ago,
yes,
when the Dallas Cowboys traded, what was his name, Herschel Walker?
But Herschel was a great player.
No, but I'm saying for all those picks, do you think that they started out, they saying, hey, we just want to trade Herschel straight up?
No, they asked for the – and they got what they asked for, the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Yeah, you got to ask. It don't hurt the ass, man.
You're trying to get a Herschel Walker return? Herschel Walker.
I'm just –
It's a little bit different than Tanner McKee.
It fit my narrative.
No, I like this.
We know, yeah, okay.
It fit my narrative.
I can see the headline tomorrow.
Hey, Hugh Douglas here.
Hugh Douglas asked for the Herschel Walker return for Tanner McKee. It's a good headline. We should put that on. Herb in the Northeast has got beef with Jack Fritz. What's up, Herb?
Why he got beef on our show with Jack, though?
We ain't giving Tanner McKee 6'6". We ain't giving him just like that.
Well, would you trade him for a second round pick?
Okay, no. We'll do first round swap.
Oh my God.
And then, okay.
See, I ain't as crazy as you think I am.
I want a second. Either a second or a third.
You want a two or a three and a first round pick swap to the top 10?
No, okay. A swap. A maybe. First round
for
swap.
For Tanner McKee.
They get 32. We get their pick. New Orleans pick.
Yeah. We've lost it tonight. All right.
See what you did, man?
Herb, what is your beef with Jack? What happened?
I'm disgusted with Jack. I'm telling you.
Why?
Okay. He knows it's about what he brought up about that coach from South Philly and about me doing what I had to do. When God calls, he calls, okay?
Well, hold on. Herb, what happened?
Excuse me.
Did something happen?
I'm at the field at 11th and Bigler, okay? They got a bathroom right next to first base.
Okay.
And they had a football game, you know, there was a football game over there to tag the men's and ladies tag football teams that they have for the high school.
Sure.
So I went over to the men's room, and I had to go. It was like maybe around the fourth or fifth inning, whatever.
Uh-oh.
And I told my home plate umpire, I'm going over there. You take care of first. You take care of the bases till I get back.
Oh, you bailed during the game to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but it was only like 5 minutes. Jack says it was 2 hours.
Was he? How does That's he know? Was he at the game? I don't get it.
No, he wasn't at the game. He somehow was talking with this coach from my...
Oh, Jack's got sources. Jack's got sources on
him. They lied on him. They lied. That's what it sounded like. They lied.
Yeah, are you sure it was 5 minutes or was it longer? Come on.
Just the 5 minutes.
It all depends on which... not to be in your business, but it all depends on which number you were doing. Like, number one...
Well, I think I know what he's alluding to.
Number two.
Why number one take 5 minutes?
5 minutes?
5 minutes for number one?
Listen, when you get older...
I got my cup on and all that other stuff.
All that, yeah,
I gotta pull my pants down. What do you think, Joe?
Pull them all the way down?
All the way?
I don't want to get my pants wet.
Like to the ankles?
Yeah, in the toilet over there. You know what, dude?
Harper used to do that when he was a little boy.
That's what little kids do.
Like, no, what you doing? I'm like, man, if you don't pull your pants up.
I got something for you to laugh about today.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
But yo, Jack Fritz, he's a character, man. He's a real character.
Yeah, well, I'll check in with him on our next commercial.
Yeah,
see how long you were really in the bathroom
you'll
there.
Check in.
Yeah, we'll check in.
I know you'll check in. So, you know. Hey, look, it's the same old thing I told you about the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm stuck on the pants around the ankles still.
Yeah, Harvey's
yeah, my son did it too when he was four.
17, 18 wins per month. Right now, they're not playing good.
17,
they need
right?
to get their act together.
We got nine right now.
Stop swinging at those pitches that look like they're strikes. They come in and they're at the knees. Mm. And then all of a sudden, they're going to swing, and it's outside. A lot of these pitches, the ump's going to call ball. Just let them go. The sliders, the curveballs, let them go.
Let them go, Joe.
Okay?
Keep it simple.
And that's it. They just got to get their eye contact together. Get your eyes rechecked or something.
I agree.
It ain't. Something is not right. It was like this last year, the year before. They got them. They got to get. They got to do something.
They
got
to wake up, Herb. I get it.
I guarantee you, they make me the assistant hitting coach. I guarantee you, this team's in first place the whole year.
I'm not sure about that, but I want to see it.
Wait, so what school is this again?
Performing Arts.
Performing Arts.
They have a baseball team?
Yeah, I think it might be like from another school, you know.
Oh, so not the performing
arts. They merge a lot.
Actually,
these,
a different school.
they merge. I got a game with South Philly next week. South Philly.
All right, we'll try to go to the bathroom before the game starts. Herb, we appreciate it. Good phone call. We'll beef with Jack there. I need to double check a second source to see how long Herb was in the bathroom because someone's lying. Obviously,
I mean, but if you pull your pants down to your ankles. And then you got to put on all the stuff. That takes a while.
You can't be pulling your pants to the ankles as a grown man. I mean, that feels like it's too much. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones coming up. Are you starting to second guess Rob Thompson as Philly's manager? And we're going to need a third clue here. Plus, we'll get to a couple veterans the Eagles could potentially be interested in trading for during the NFL draft next week, including a name that popped up today. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Runners go. And a strike.
Oh, my goodness.
Call.
That's
that is way off the plate.
That is not a good call.
JT does not react like that.
Nope.
and Tony Randazzo. He's missed a couple tonight, but that was as egregious a miss as you will see from a home plate umpire.
Wow.
Every person in that building reacted except Rob Thompson. Welcome back, Midday Show.
That makes it even worse.
Yes, I'm hearing the whole crowd. Ruben tends to be a little more reserved when, you know, like he's calm, right? And he was like, oh my goodness, what am I seeing here? That call was horrendous, Hugh.
Yeah, that makes it even worse.
Rob Zombie sat there.
Rob Zombie's bananas.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's what he was last night. All right, 215-592-9494. You're starting to second guess Topper as Phillies manager. I am. I've always liked Rob, and I thought he did a great job at 22. And I'm not like someone that's wanted to fire him after these playoff runs. That's not where I've been at. But I'm frustrated because everything he's tried so far this season hasn't really worked. And then last night, I thought they needed a spark. It was an obvious spot to run out there and go crazy. I mean, once in a while, is it performative? Yeah. Is it going to change the outcome of the game? Probably not. But you show your team you have their back, and you take some of the heat off of them. And he chose to sit there last night and not do anything. Where do you come down on Topper? Tanner McKee, I would offer him to the Saints for a third-round pick. Hugh Douglas wants a first-rounder.
I want the first, so we can swap.
Or
we can
swap the picks. Or yeah, swap, swap once. Yeah. Or else he's not making a deal. I think this is secretly you're just a Tanner guy.
No, I'm saying
because you don't really want to move him. So you're like the sticker price is so high, you want to keep him.
You ask you going like when you go into a dealership, do you get a dealer what he's asking for? Like normally, do you haggle?
Well, you haggle.
I mean, especially
so you're coming off the idea that the Saints want Tanner.
They want to if my phone is ringing and you want Tanner McKee, then that's what I'm offering. I'm asking for, I should say.
Yeah, you can start with the ninth overall pick. I mean, but that's not what you're getting. You're probably not getting anywhere close to that.
That's fine.
Because they're going to counter with like a fourth, and then you probably end up meeting at like a third or a late second.
That's fine, but that's what I'm asking for. Like that, that's what I'm asking for. If you're calling my phone and asking me for my backup quarterback, I'm like, what's up with that first round draft pick? What's up with a swap?
That's wonderful.
What's up with putting me in position, and he might laugh and giggle. And I'm going to look at him, or if it's on a Zoom call, I'm going to look at him with a straight-ass face and say, I'm not laughing. What's wrong with that?
Well, but I get it. But if I go to a used car lot and they say, well, it's 100 grand. I'm going to say, what are you talking about, 100 grand?
No, and you know what I'll say?
That was kind of mean towards
Tanner.
You might
go to a different car dealership at that point.
Yeah.
No, if
you might call
like, that
the
might be
one.
Enough to walk away immediately.
You know, cash is
not serious.
Normally, when you go into a car lot, and if it all depends on what time you go in, like this is my wheelhouse now. Mm-hmm. If you go into a car lot, say if you go at the end of the month, they're trying to sell cars.
Yeah, they got to move them.
They got to move them because that's inventory that's sitting on a lot that they're paying for. So if I come in and I say, hey, say if the car's worth 50 grand, I got 35,000 for you right now. Now I know I'm not going to get it for that, but I got 35. If I got 35,000 cash, I'm in a position to negotiate somewhere close to 48 or somewhere like that, maybe 45, 43, maybe even 40.
To use that analogy, that does make me think about next week's draft. Like, let's say the Saints have some interest in some of these kids, right? Shador or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the second round and five quarterbacks have gone and they didn't get one yet. You might be able to place that
That's
call.
What I'm
like,
saying,
you're desperate.
It's not like you're the fourth.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Or the third pick, you're the ninth pick. And the nicer quarterbacks are probably going to be gone unless you make a move.
Nah, so I don't
if
know
you're
about
calling,
that.
Who's going to be there that you might want, that you think is wanted?
There's a possibility
that
only Cam Ward's gone by then.
Okay, but Shedeur Sanders is not he. If a lot of people feel, and I'm not saying this about him because I haven't seen him play a whole lot, they feel like if he goes in the first round, he might be a reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read some people think he's an overhyped game manager.
Trading the ninth overall pick for Tanner
McKee.
Okay,
so now you feel me, but I know more about Tanner McKee. If I'm Coach Moore, then I do Shedeur Sanders.
Well, that's true.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, he
what
had
do you
him
mean
for
maybe.
A year.
He had him for a year. What do you mean?
But okay, but knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that he's as high on him as he might be some of these younger quarterbacks.
See, listen to this though. If I'm working with this cat every day, and I see his skill set every day, and if he's picking up my offense and he knows the offense that I'm trying to run, he's way ahead of Shedeur Sanders right now.
Sure, but that could mean that he could view him as a backup. He could like him as a backup or a developmental guy.
Or he could view him as a guy that he could stick in there and he could teach him how to be a good quarterback.
But I don't think, but okay, so hold on, because Kellen Moore's on a leash, right? He just got hired as the Saints coach. They're a bad team. He's going to need to think, he needs to think about who he's hitching his wagon to start off his head coaching career.
Okay, so if you're, this is where I think we're having a disconnect. Again, if the Saints are calling my phone, If Kellen Moore is calling me, he has some interest in my quarterback, correct?
Well, that's true, yes.
He's calling I'm not calling him. He's calling me. So he feels, if he's calling, he feels that his skill set matches what he can do,
he can work with. He wants, sure.
So I'm asking for a first-round draft pick. How hard is that?
I don't have any issue with you starting with a ridiculous asking price. I'm just saying the asking price is ridiculous.
Sometimes I think the asking price can tell a tale of do you really want to move him or not, right? Like if you ask for the sun, the moon, or the stars.
That's what I'm saying. How bad do you want it?
Right, and how bad
do we want to move him?
Right.
That sounds like you think you are that high on him to start with that.
Well, there's two sides.
That means you're willing to just keep him.
No, if you're...
Well, Hugh is high on him.
Right.
He called him the future.
I understand that, but that's very high on him. I'm just saying.
The thing that I'm trying to get you to understand is if they're calling my phone... If they're calling me,
I understand that.
So
why
not ask for everything?
I just said that you can ask for whatever you want. You're not getting it though.
Well,
that's not necessarily true.
It's very true.
I guess there's the breaking point is if they consider you unreasonable or they say they're asking too much, they're going to move on to draft someone else or they'll find someone else's backup quarterback to trade for.
Or maybe they're calling you because they don't feel like at number nine. They're going to get a competent quarterback.
They're just testing the waters.
So I guess we're all viewing this in our own way. For me, I'm not married to McKee as the backup. I see progression the last couple of years. He played really well in the game. He played this year. But if I could get a second day pick for him.
I would easily do that.
I would do it.
I would do that in a heartbeat. I think that's I think that's even generous on what you could get for him.
It very well might.
It's a six-round pick that played a game in the NFL.
And I see, that's where you got to weigh, because if they do that, I don't want to just give him away for a five. I don't have a backup quarterback. Then all of a sudden we're thin there. I don't want to be thin, but if I get a second or third-round pick, yeah, I'll just draft another quarterback.
Man, I want that first round draft.
You're asking for the sun, the moon, the stars. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here. All right, let's go to the phone lines, and then we'll tell you about a couple veterans that are out there. The Eagles could use some of their excess picks to trade for maybe during our draft party, which, by the way, is a week from Thursday. We got a four-pack of tickets sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party. All right, Hugh, it's 1238. We need clue number three to help the people. Someone's got to win this prize. What do you got?
What do you mean? I'm giving out great clues.
We need a third clue.
All right, and this is the third clue. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ike Reese can't stand this animal.
All right, there it is, your third clue. Let's go to John in West Philly. What's up, John? That's actually a good clue.
What's up? Makes you think.
What's up,
hey, John?
So, all right, first I want to say about the Eagles pick. So before Hugh even gave out like what he said he would get in return, I was saying like a second-round pick. So I guess it's like stages of this. Like, my type of crazy, Hugh, and then there's Herb in the Northeast, because I don't know how we get a pick swap with that. That would be a fleece.
I'm going for the
fleece. Insane.
Yeah, so there's. I think that's a good way to frame this show most days. There's different levels of crazy here. Every day we find different levels.
You know what, John? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
But, I called to talk about the Phillies, and, like, I'm just fed up at this point with the leadership. I just lack the faith that they have what it takes to win. There's, like, no pop on their field. There's no pop in the front office, like, with the trades and all that. It's just, like, this is almost becoming as depressing as, like, watching the Sixers. And, like, I don't know. The pitching is bad. I mean, I know I have faith that Zach Wheeler will turn it around, but Aaron Nola is what Aaron Nola is. And, like, for the past 3-4 years, like, he's always given up the home ball run. Home runs. I'm sorry.
Well, that's who Nola's become. He's a guy who gives up a lot of home runs. Yeah, Wheeler, uncharacteristic struggles. I think he's going to be okay. I'm not at Sixers territory, John, yet, but there's a point where you stop wondering if they're going to change and you just realize this is who they are.
I mean, literally, for the past couple of years, we've regressed in every single way. We went to the World Series, then the
LCS.
LCS. And then we lost in the round before that. And, like, well, what's next? Like, we just not going to make the playoffs? I just don't want to see that happen, especially with this group. And while we have this group, I just want to get a leadership in there that maybe can teach them, like, you know, some new tricks that I don't know. Or, like,
oh, boy, they don't make the playoffs this year, though. That's going to be some changes.
It's certainly a possibility, especially not getting off to a good start and stuff like that. You just – like hurting yourself, and then we just hoping that we get hot, but like, what if we don't?
You know what, John, the way I frame it is I still think they're going to make the playoffs, but it's a bigger possibility that they don't than I think a lot of people are accounting for. The NL West has four good teams. The Central has to get a team just because that's the way it works. And right now the Mets look better than the Phillies. So we might be in the wild card mix, and that's not going to be easy. They better wake up. I'll just put it that way. All right, John, what do you got for us? Hughes clues. What's your guess today?
I think the second one, it kind of threw me off, but I'm going to go with Cougars. They actually live in cold weather.
Cougars.
Yeah, you didn't guess.
Interesting guess. Well, we appreciate it, John. Not it. Well, he was going. Cougars is a mascot. There's plenty of Cougars out there that are mascots of different teams, schools. No. Are there not?
I mean, no.
What?
None.
You going to be a grown-up today or not?
Of course not.
I tried. I don't think it was a bad guess by John. That's
no, it
all.
Wasn't a bad guess. It's not,
yeah. None. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I don't think so. Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Yo, good afternoon, fellas.
I know where I was going.
Bam, what's up?
Not much, man. Not much. I was telling Kyle that Topper is soft, man. The whole coaching lab is soft. We in Philly.
And I think he forgot that last night, Bam, when he fell asleep in the dugout.
Yeah.
We in Philly. We the varsity bombers, man. We tough. And you know, like I said, I meant to tell you the other day. I don't know if I told you. I just heard my long lost father on there.
Herb, your dad.
Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got to catch up. Go to a game together. Hugh will be there. We'll all hang out.
I'm gonna be at the South Philly game with him.
Oh, so you're going to a game with Herb?
Yeah.
Well, that's, we got to get a camera on that. Hugh and Herb and Bam together. All right, Bam, what do you got for us for Hugh's clues?
I'm going with the white-tailed deer.
White-tailed deer.
That's pretty specific.
It is.
I got to ask Ike when I see
if he hates white-tailed deer.
He hates white-tailed deers
and cougars.
I like cougars myself.
I know you do.
The clues are not about you. They're not about, well, I guess that some ways they are.
Wait a minute, I like how you jumped in immediately and said that. They got thick wood, hard. He said, it's not about you, you Douglas.
I thought
and
the
slather Vaseline on me.
I'm just saying.
I thought the last clue
I don't really call
them
cougars anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, because I guess I'm a cougar myself.
I don't know.
No, you're not.
No, no, Hugh, that's not the term.
you're a zaddy.
I'm a zaddy. That's what it is. I'm in my zaddy era.
All right, let's go. Andrew wants to talk to Zaddy Hugh over here. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just want to say I love you guys' show. The banter and everything is phenomenal. I listen to you guys all the time on my way to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it. What are you thinking today?
So I was just listening on my way to work. I just got in. I'm actually working right now, but... Hugh's take on his, you know, haggling with Tanner McKee couldn't be more wrong. I'm just saying, couldn't be more wrong. Especially
dealership. Wait a minute, hold up, Andrew. How's it wrong if it's the way that I'm thinking? How's that wrong?
Well, no, you're thinking is wrong, but the responses that you think, so the outcome that you think it will be wrong.
How is it if how's it wrong if I don't ask?
Well, you go to a car dealership. You say, oh, $50,000 car. I got $35,000 cash. When was the last time you bought a car?
Last time I bought a car, about, what, 3-4 months ago?
Did you pay cash for it?
No, I didn't, but the last car that I did pay cash. But wait a minute. Let me help you out with this, Andrew, because the last car I did pay cash for, I got what I wanted for it because I paid cash.
Well, see, now, I will grant you, I'm not doubting you. You may be a special exception because of who you are. But the regular person... The last time I bought a car wasn't too long ago, and I went in there with cash. Listen, I worked for a car dealership. Cash is no good. They don't want you to pay cash because they make the more. They make more money
financing.
Financing,
right, right. That's why you buy cash.
Not going to give it to you cash. They will charge you more for cash.
Wait a minute, hold up, Andrew. So you're telling me right now? You're telling me right now? If I had straight cash, I couldn't go into a car dealership and buy a car right now. That's what you're saying.
You absolutely could. You absolutely could, but you'll pay more than you want to. You can pay less financing a car than you would cash.
All right, dude.
Well, but that'd be sticker, right? Because be, over time, you'd pay more with the financing. Like it'd be you think you're getting a deal? Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. I know. I without a shadow of a doubt. If there's a $50,000 car, you might go in there and pay cash for it, but you might pay, you know, $45,000. But if you go and finance it, you might pay $40,000.
I get it, but over time you're going to pay more with the financing.
Exactly,
yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
So you're not getting the deal you think you are, or you? I mean, it depends on how you
want to
view it.
I hear you say, but cash is king, and if it doesn't hurt to ask. That's the bottom line.
It never hurts to ask. And I agree with you. Your concept with the Tanner McKee thing. Actually, I love what you said. Oh, how about we swap those number nines? And they're, you know, they're giggling and they're laughing and whatever, and you're standing them dead in the face. Beautiful analogy. I ain't laughing, right? But you realize you are going to haggle down to that third pick, right?
Yes, that might happen, yeah. But that's what I'm asking for. The bottom line is this, Andrew, I'm asking for it. Just like if I go in, back to the car analogy, if I pay $45,000 for the car and you're telling me I can pay $40,000, as long as I'm happy with the deal that I got, that's all that matters.
Well,
to
and
me.
That's how trades usually work in sports. If both sides are good, Andrew, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate the phone call and you listening.
That makes no sense to me, though.
Well, I think his point is he framed it. There was like two ways to think about it. One, if you finance, he's saying you'll get a deal, quote unquote. But if you're financing, you're going to spend the extra money with the loan, right? You're going to pay the interest every month.
Yeah,
so eventually you're paying more. It just it seems like you're walking out cheaper.
No, but he said you could pay $40,000 for the car, and if you finance it, that's the part that he lost me on, because he's basically saying that you're getting it cheaper if you finance.
Cheaper, like you walk out saying, you tell your buddy, I only paid 40 for this, but you really didn't because
you
financed
it. Yeah, you finance. But if you pay cash, you pay whatever cash you got on you.
Right, it might be 45, but that's it. It's flat.
That's that. Thanks, Andrew.
Well, economics on
No, we don't do math well.
Well, we don't. I mean, we don't. We didn't get Cinco de Mayo.
We got to come back to that.
It was one of the saddest displays.
We'll need that from you. Listen.
Well,
we
you
know,
got
we,
it.
We know we messed up.
We
know that.
We.
Yeah, you're roping Joe into this.
No, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about.
All right. Okay. Good.
We know we messed up.
Let's hit a couple things here.
Players mess up.
Everyone messes up. These teams potentially messed up that are now trying to move off of some veterans potentially. All right. So the draft next week, right? We know the Eagles have a lot of picks over the next year. 20 combined picks next year, this year, 8 this year, 12 next year. So Hugh. There's a lot of ways the Eagles could go next Thursday night, next Friday, next Saturday. They could draft 8 players, right? That's just draft 8 players in their spots. They could move around the draft. They have all these picks. Or they could end up trading a few of these picks either this year's or next year's for players, right? Like veteran players to help fill some holes here. So two names, one that's still out there and one that just popped up this morning. The one that's still out there is Trey Hendrickson. They have not made any progress, apparently, on that deal.
Cincinnati.
Yep. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
I do, too.
Like I was talking with helium.
It's okay. Sucking balloons over here. All right. I would trade for Trey Hendrickson. It's a matter of the kind of contract he wants. But another name popped up this morning. What do we think about Jalen Ramsey?
Nope.
You're out? Why?
Oh, he wasn't in Miami?
Yeah, a little
when he went south.
A little beef with Vic.
Oh, yeah, that ain't going to work. That dog ain't going to hunt.
He's a good player, though.
He's a good player. 30-some years old.
Seven-time Pro Bowlers. I mean, the way I look at it, now, I don't know how much of a rift there was, if it was a lot, a little. He could be the Slay replacement. I mean, they don't.
I mean, no, he's a good player. No question. But didn't he have beef with
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he have, like, direct beef?
Yeah.
Because he's a very.
I'm out on Ramsey, too. He was very much.
Are you out on the player, out on the situation?
Yeah, he's shaded.
Well,
him.
The player is the situation,
right? But I mean,
Jalen Ramsey seemingly shades Vic Fangio after Xavier Howard release.
What if they got everyone together and they said bygones be bygones? Would you be in then? Like, if the player you don't like that much, then it's definitely not worth it. But I like the player still. He's still good. 7-time Pro Bowler.
He says stuff be crazy how stuff plays out sometimes. But one thing I know for sure. Is that it was an honor teaming up with the greatest corner in Miami Dolphins history, in my opinion.
Vic said that.
No, that's what Jalen said after they cut his boy, Xavier.
Oh.
He trying to shade that Vic cut him because he wasn't, you know, yeah.
Something tells me he wouldn't be as good of a leader as Slay was to the young guys. He'd probably end up being more jealous that Quinyon Mitchell is going to be shadowing top corners, or at least in part getting some of the top corners. Like, I think that was one of his big beefs with Fangio. So, like, it might not be a personal thing. If it was a personal thing, I'd think that they could get over it. It seems like a philosophical disagreement on how to use him.
Might be.
Which is kind of a, you know, that's like a non-starter.
Sure. I do also wonder, the Eagles probably have done a lot of work over the years on him. Wasn't Ramsey the Wentz draft class? I think he was.
Yeah, and they probably like what they saw, but, you know, the whole beef, the rift. Yeah.
There were a lot of rumors they were going to trade for him in 19. Remember the Rams traded for Jalen Ramsey, and then they went and won the Super Bowl with him? So I'm sure the Eagles know the player very well in terms of his skill set.
Intimately.
And, yes, they've done a lot of work on him over the years. I still think he's a good player, but I get it. If him and Vic didn't see eye to eye, maybe that's not the best thing to
bring in here. You want symmetry.
I know, but I also want some good players.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I'm getting them in the draft. Get some young cats. Young Thundercats.
I know, we only have so many picks, unless we trade Tanner McKee for a third. Then
we get that ninth pick, and then we trade that 32nd for that ninth. It can happen.
Could you, if we are at the draft next Thursday night, and the you know, Roger Goodell gets up to the podium, the Saints have traded the pick, and it goes across the screen that swap 32 and Tanner McKee for 9.
Not gonna say a word.
Well, no, you have to stand up and say I told you so to the whole crowd there.
Because I don't have to.
You do.
8 leg parlay here. That's all I got to say.
That was once. 8 leg parlay. Last November.
8 leg parlay. That's it.
When you do stand up, just make sure the helium's all out.
And it's not. It is not. I didn't know. It sounded way worse on the playback.
you like deflated. You shrunk like 100 pounds when you spoke there. Your voice was gone.
I'm having a rough day. I am having a rough day.
That's a great drop.
No, see, that's what he was in there laughing for, because he played it back. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, he heard it. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, on the other side, all your phone calls. We got to get a winner here. We don't have a winner yet. Is this going into the 1 o'clock hour for Hughes Clues? You know,
well, obviously, because we're about to go to break. So yeah.
I guess it has to. I guess
but
it
people,
has to.
Some people on the Twitter, they got it.
Well, they're not, but they got to call in. They got to call in. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance at a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. Hughes Clues winner gets to go to that. Your phone calls on Topper, the Phillies, the Tanner McKee trade conversation, and on the other side, you know what time it is, a daily mock, including a wild second-round draft pick. This mock had multiple rounds. The first rounder, we'll talk about him, but the second rounder, that got my attention. And someone the Eagles reportedly have expressed interest in the NFL draft. All that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.